Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Amen. I'm not against prosperity, but I'm just saying that there is a borderline that you can get into covetous. And again, this is the second thing listed right after it talks about lovers of self. Lovers of selves, covetousness goes hand in hand. Then the next thing is boasters. I tell you what, it's amazing. It's amazing what is going on in our world today. You know, I remember as a kid when the first time I became aware of somebody publicly just boasting and bragging on themselves. This may not be the first time, but the first time it really dawned on me, old Muhammad Ali came out. I am the greatest. And I remember when he said that. You aren't supposed to say that. You aren't supposed to boast on yourself. And you know what? It became commonplace, so that now today, I mean, people promote themselves, they talk about themselves, they are all of these things. Boasters is the commonplace thing. If you don't boast, it's like I've heard people say before, if you don't toot your own horn, the same shall not be tooted. And people quote that kind of as scripture. He that tooteth not his own horn, the same shall not be tooted. That is not true. The Bible says, let another man praise you and not your own lips, a stranger and not yourself. You are not supposed to build yourself up. Now, you may have to write some things down on a resume. If you were running for a political office, you may have to put what your position is versus somebody else. I'm not saying that you sit here and lie and do things, but there is, boasting is something that is at epidemic proportions today. And again, it comes back to this self-centeredness. The fact that we really spend so much time reading our own resume, we get to believe in it. It's dangerous. The next thing is proud. All of these things, it's just like a progression. Pride is self-centeredness. It's an extreme self-centeredness. All of these things are just going one after another. And pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. I tell you what, this is an epidemic proportions. And I wish I had more time to say this, but pride isn't only the arrogant. People think, well, pride is just arrogant, thinking you're better than everybody else. Pride at its core is just self-centeredness. And a person who is shy and timid and inferiority-minded is a super, super, extremely proud person. Self-centered person. I can say that with conviction because I was an introvert. I couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to him. And I can tell you what I thought. It was all about me. When I met a person, instead of listening to their name and hearing what they had to say, I was thinking about, how am I going to look? Am I going to say something stupid? And I was so fearful about what people were thinking about me that I'd literally freeze or say the wrong thing. I was an extreme introvert. Couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them. And when I started preaching, I struggled because, man, I was so scared about what's everybody going to think about me. And something that really impacted my life. I had a man come up to me after I'd preached one time, and he says, you know, you have some good things to say. God has shown you some things. And if you ever got more concerned about the people you were ministering to than you were about yourself, you could be a blessing. And man, after I got that dagger out of my heart, it set me free. And it was absolutely true. And that my inferiority attitude was because I was so self-centered. If you are a shy person, you are a super self-centered, proud person thinking about yourself. So pride isn't only thinking you're better than everybody else. Pride can be knocking yourself down below what you're supposed to be. Moses is the one that wrote in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3, that Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. Moses wrote that. Most people would think, well, he wasn't meek. He wasn't humble because he said it. You know what? It's humility to say about yourself what God says. And if God says that you're righteous And you're one of these that, oh, I'd never say anything good about myself. You're an arrogant, proud person. You're exalting your opinion. You're worried more about what people think. It's humility to say about yourself what God says, not to go above it or below it. So I'm just saying all of these things to say that pride, some of you think, well, pride. I had a guy come up to me one time and he says, look, I got a million problems, no argument, but pride's not one of them. He says, if anything, I've got such low self-esteem. I have zero confidence. And he says, I don't have pride. He was super proud, but not in an arrogant way. It's just like a stick has two opposite ends on it. One end of self-centeredness is arrogance. But that same stick called pride, the other end of it is called low self-esteem. That's pride. You are focused on yourself. A truly humble person is a person who just doesn't have opinion. If God says you're doing good, great. If God says you're doing bad, I receive it. You aren't going to argue. You don't have a self agenda. It's whatever God says about you. If God says you're righteous, you're righteous. You'll accept it. If God says you need to change, you'll change. When you have your own opinion and you argue and fight with God, you're a self-centered person. You're a proud person. Amen or oh me. I'm not going through this very fast, but we're going to cover it. Lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Notice the next one, disobedient to parents. Do you know that's a sign of the last days? Perilous times. Is there anybody that doesn't recognize that our society today has disobedience to parents in probably the worst proportion that it has ever been in the history of this country? Man, if that doesn't sell you on the fact that we're in the end times, you just aren't thinking clearly. Our society is rebellious towards everything. The 60s, man, people became rebellious at everything. And you know what? We now have a lot of adults that are still rebellious. They've just gotten to where they manage it, and now it manifests itself in a different way. But that attitude that hit in the 60s where, man, everybody dropped out and became rebellious at authority and began to counter everything, that is still rampant today among adults that are portraying that same attitude now in a sophisticated, acceptable way, but it's the same rebellion. Do you know that obeying your parents is the very first command that God gave in Exodus chapter 20 that says if you obey your parents so that you may live long upon the land? People today we become so humanistic, even Christians, that we are trying to find a physical reason for everything, an organic reason for everything. We don't recognize that there's spiritual dynamics. And so when it comes to living long, people want to know, well, how do you exercise? What do you eat? People have become fanatics at this. They're preaching that you can't eat meat and that you can't do this. The Bible says over in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that it is a doctrine of devils to command to abstain from meats. That went over really good. Did you know most Christian television and radio today, it's not uncommon to have a third or 50% of the programs all about health and exercise, which again, there's a place for that, but not the place that it's being given. We become humanistic where we're looking for a physical reason why all of these things happen. We are physical, but that is not the dominant reason. You know, they did a study and went over to Japan and found out that the people who have the least heart problems and that live longevity as an average is in some island off of Japan. And so they went over and did a study and they came up with this deal. It's because they eat so much fish. And so people try and emulate that and come up with all of this. They never took into account that the Japanese actually worship ancestors. They revere them. They build homes for their parents and their grandparents, and they take care of them. And they didn't even factor into the account that the Lord says, if you'll honor your father and mother, you'll live long on the land. Nobody takes that into account. They're looking for what they eat. They're looking for if they exercise, what the pollution is, what the air quality is. Those things are factors. But the Scripture says that you honor your father and mother, you'll live long on the land. It says that if you have a merry heart, that does good like a medicine. They don't ever take into account any spiritual, emotional things. They're just looking for something physical. And so we've got people today that are looking for a physical, organic cure and reason for everything, when a lot of stuff that's going on in our lives has to do with spiritual, emotional things. Thank you for that one. Yeah. It's true. And we're just missing it. Disobedient to parents is a sign of the end times. It's rebellion. The Lord told through Samuel, told Saul, rebellion is as witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry in 1 Samuel chapter 15. Rebellion is as witchcraft. There are some people that would never have a Ouija board in their home. They would never let people hold seances. If your kids wanted to have somebody over and hold a seance and do cast spells, you would hit the ceiling. And yet rebellion will be tolerated. And rebellion is as witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And that has become accepted in our culture. It's even encouraged. People pride themselves on their rebellious attitude. Man, we could spend a lot of time on that. I'm not making much progress. Notice the next thing, unthankful. Did you know that being unthankful is a sign of the end times? Many of us have grown up in a culture that is unthankful. They don't appreciate what they've got. All they do is find something to gripe about, criticize. They're always going to look for something negative. They aren't thankful for what they have. It has become so commonplace that most of us don't even recognize that this is something that is wrong.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline. And you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call and remember to get these products.